I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. After the winter we've endured, everybody is wanting to wet a line, and the most prime time to do it for bass in our great mountain state is fast approaching. We'll talk a little more about bass fishing in West Virginia in a moment. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. We've enjoyed some amazing weather since winter finally ended, and it has helped to fuel the desire to get on the water. Now, if only the fish would cooperate.
Water temperatures are coming up. Weather's beautiful outside, and particularly, as you mentioned, after a terrible winter. I probably fielded more phone calls this year early on about people wanting to get out and fish, where to go fishing, and so forth, than I ever have. So the fever is running rampant. But the fishing's been a little bit slow so far. Really has been. On the water, reports we're getting back as bass fishing's been pretty sporadic, inconsistent at best. A few guys are doing pretty well in the afternoons as the water temperature warms up on some shallow flats, and of course some guys are catching some fish on that transition zone out in a little bit deeper water. But that should change at any time.
That's DNR biologist Kevin Yoakum, who says those water temperatures are the trigger for about 2 months of really good fishing in the state.
Obviously, there is some biological components that go along with that, but how they're behaving and why that is and what our perceptions are, again, varies across that range. And the bottom line is it's time to go right now. Next couple weeks, we ought to see fishing really explode. Those big bass will be, you know, moving up into shallow water here come around the 1st of May or so, and the spawn will take place. So the first couple weeks before that, good fishing really kicks into play, and again, that's right around the corner.
And over the next month and a half, bass and other fish are going to be in three phases, pre-spawn, spawn, and post-spawn, meaning they're going to be all over the lake, deep and shallow and more susceptible to being caught. Now, Yoakum says being stealthy, particularly in shallow water, is important, but even still, fear is not a big factor right now for the fish, nor is hunger.
Most of the fish, sight fishermen that are having success are indeed enticing the fish to bite, not because it's hungry, but because it's in a defensive mode, something that threatens that nest or threatens the fry or the eggs that are there, and that bass will typically pick it up and move it off the nest, not necessarily to eat it or to engulf it. They just want to move it out of that protective zone.
And the fishing in West Virginia is on the cusp of taking off like a rocket, so you want to be there when it starts. Get yourself to the water in West Virginia today. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.